Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode. Okay, I decided to listen to public speaking episodes from Muhammad Reza Shaban Ali from Mutanne. And I told myself, let's, as always, talk about the episodes. Okay, so these episodes are about public speaking that I myself I am crazy about it, and they are almost 1 hour and 30 minutes. I don't know. And I listened to the first episode for 33 minutes, and I took some notes. He was talking about some issues, and I took some notes. The first point is, I love this point so much. It says, as much as the mind affects the body also affects the mind. I love this note or this sentence. As much as the mind affects your body also affects your mind. For example, let me give an example. For example, you believe that, for example, for example, you are confident, okay? You say, yeah, I'm confident, I'm so much strong, okay? You say, I am confident. Okay, this is your belief that comes from your mind. This belief affects your body. You move and behave very strongly and something like that. And when you, and also when you behave strongly, you get this idea that I am confident, okay? So, as much as the mind affects the body also affects the mind. And yeah, the next point I took is the people or people. People or your audience trust you when you are yourself. You don't imitate someone else. For example, maybe you're not a jokey person, or let me search this vocabulary. how can I say funny or someone who, for example, make jokes, okay? Jocular, yeah. For example, you are not witty or jocular, and but you have heard that, no, being jocular is so great that, for example, leads to being, I don't know, charismatic and something like that. And you imitate this, but in reality, you are not a jocular person or witty person, someone who makes jokes, okay, and make people laugh. And when you imitate, the people can't trust you, okay? So the people or your audience will trust you when you are yourself. The next point is having sympathy with your audience. For example, he said, I had gone to a seminar in, for example, for, I don't know, 10 years ago. And then there was so hot, and there was so hot, no, it was, excuse me, it was so hot, the seminar. And he said, I mentioned it. I told the audience that I know, I appreciate that it is hot and it's so, hot and something like that. And when you have sympathy or when you feel sympathy with your audience, they come to your team, okay? Or he told another example that one day he went to a seminar to talk about a company's staff. And then it was Thursday. It was on Thursday and in the evening. He mentioned, Muhammad Reza Shaban Ali mentioned it, that I appreciate you. I understand that you are, I don't know, you're tired, you're weird, and you want to have fun and something like that. But you have come to this seminar to listen to my nonsense things and something like that. He said, when I told this, when I mentioned it, the audience came to my team and they don't stand, they didn't stand to, for example, I don't know, throw stones at me, you know. And yeah, so having sympathy with audience is so great. And the next point and final point I took until now is in a speaking, you should have a mission, okay? You shouldn't have, you shouldn't say this to yourself, yeah, I should go and, I don't know, get the audience's satisfaction or satisfaction of audiences. No, this is false. This is wrong. You should go to a seminar with or by a mission. You, for example, say to yourself, yeah, I want to go just talk about some things. And I don't care about people's satisfaction and something like that. Yeah, that's it. These notes are great. And I hope these are useful for you. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.